Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom on the With Insights Radio Network with your host, Iggy Garcia, Mark Matheny. Sit back and relax, grab a sandwich, listen to some of the coolest hosts on the internet. Food for your soul, food for your heart. Now, on to the show. Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom Cafe with Mark and Iggy.
Lunch sold separately.
That's right. I want to welcome everybody to the new edition of Lunchtime Wisdom Cafe. We're on at noon now, so we can sleep in a little longer.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just thought I'd just catch some. We've had, you know, listen to your emails and we listen to your responses and stuff. And some of you said that you would rather hear it at noon so you can tune in to our little voices and give us little tidbits of knowledge and astrology and shamanism and whatever we talk about half an hour later. So how you doing, my friend?
I am doing good. Busy as ever.
Good.
We were chatting earlier about the national championship game last night. Don't want to bore people to death with sports and numbers, but just some
facts.
I put a little blog up today on my Two Fishes Sports Astrology Facebook page, if you want to check that out, but... Just really, and that's why one reason I enjoyed sports on the metaphysical level, because there's just so much going on, and you get to see like immediate answers and stuff. So even if I'm not rooting for a team or watching the, you know, care who wins or something like that, just seeing the how the planets of the players and the teams play out is really, really interesting. So just without making this long and boring, God forbid I ever do that. if you didn't miss it, two freshman players for Duke scored almost all their points second half last night. They were trailing Wisconsin by 9. Freshman came in off the bench, scored 8 points in a row. He'd only scored 16 points in the entire tournament until last night. And he scored, I think, 16 or 18 points last night, most of them in the second half. But his name is Grayson Allen. He is a Libra, born October 8th, 1995, in Jacksonville, Florida.
It's Robin.
So if you remember, we had this lunar eclipse last Saturday morning at 14 degrees of Aries.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, 14 degrees of Leo. Okay. So guess where his sun is. Out of the 360 degrees of the zodiac, make one guess at what degree his sun is.
I don't know.
It's at 14 Libra.
Nice.
So the eclipse was exactly, not a degree or two off, it was exactly on his sun. That the eclipse hit exactly, that's a 1 in 360 chance.
Wow.
There's 360 degrees his sun sign could be at.
Mm-hmm.
The eclipse hit exactly on his sun.
Wow.
And so that's, as I'm doing, try to keep the sports stuff to a minimum on this show, but we talked so much about eclipses on all the shows the last couple weeks. So I just want to, this is just a kind of a teaching point to show how this plays out in real life with people. So, you know, people making big leaps and bounds,
mm-hmm,
or having complete, you know, blow-ups at this time. Wisconsin also had, for Wisconsin's team chart, they had a planet at 14 degrees Libra.
Okay.
And they upset Kentucky Saturday.
All right.
But then their energy seemed to be on the downtrend after that. The eclipse kind of, that day was kind of, their energy went down after that, whereas the eclipse on this Duke player's son kept building. He also has Mercury at his Mercury is at 7 degrees of Libra, so the transiting North Node is at 10 Libra right now. And so the North Node was sitting exactly on his Mercury. Mercury's communication. So what they see, the world, the entire world,
mm-hmm,
saw this player that nobody really knew before.
No.
And he comes off the bench in a national championship game, and was probably the second most valuable player in the game.
Yeah.
And Tyus Jones was the other guy, the other freshman for Duke, and he was the MVP. of the Final Four. His birthday is May 10th, 1996. Burnsville, Minnesota. But he had the planet Uranus was hitting his south node, which is at 15 Aries. So that was a Uranus' surprise or shocking events. So he had two freshmen, one with an eclipse hitting their sun, and another one with Uranus hitting their south node. And also, Tyus Jones, his Mars, which is action, energy, aggressiveness, it's at 5 degrees Taurus.
Wow.
So guess where the planet Mars is in the sky last night? Guess where it is? Out of the 360 degrees of the zodiac, guess where Mars is?
I don't know.
It's at 5 degrees Taurus. So Mars is exactly, you have once every 2 years, everyone has a Mars return.
Mm-hmm.
He has his Mars return on the day of the national championship game.
Now, did you do this after the fact or before?
I looked after it.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday was my mom's birthday and other things going on. So,
of course, I would take that dollar bet.
right. So you see just how this energy, and also, you know, both these guys had, Grayson Allen had Saturn conjunct his Jupiter. Tyus Jones had Saturn conjunct his Pluto. So Saturn is wisdom,
mm-hmm,
and maturity. So what was the talk? We had two freshmen showing unusual maturity and discipline.
That's for sure.
And both of them had very significant Saturn transits going on in their chart. So, okay, I'll stop on the sports stuff.
It was a great game for those of you who like sports, and for those of you who don't like sports, it's a good parallel to life, you know.
Right. And that's where sometimes these transits and things, and when you're looking at a person's life that you know, or in your, you know, these transits can take a long time to kind of figure out and see exactly how they're going to play out, because there can be ramifications for a long time. But
mm-hmm,
I mean, that's what I love about the sports astrology, is you have a 2 or 3 hour window depending on the sporting event,
mm-hmm,
and you can see exactly, there's no argument, there's no, yeah, well, maybe he'll score more points later, or no, it was, you had a fixed time frame. You saw exactly what the eclipse did, and transiting Saturn and Mars, you saw exactly how it played out with these people.
Well, that's what they would confer with the oracles, right?
Hey,
the astrologers.
Columbus Blue Jackets, I am for hire. Cincinnati Reds, since you're doing a terrible job of player personnel, I am for hire. I can give you a rundown of every player on your team. Cleveland Indians, listening. I am available for sports astrology and HR help for any kind of business, actually.
That's good.
All right, I'll stop.
You know, I was thinking about today about higher education. You know, a lot of us that I know who are kind of in the metaphysical world, in the field that we're in, don't necessarily have necessarily the higher education per se. You know, I went 2 years to college and that was about it. You know, I rerouted myself and went into business for myself pretty much. And I just find it really interesting that a lot of people who do this work, you know, are really called to it. And it's kind of like, you can't fight it. You try to fight it, but you can't. You try to simulate yourself into the regular 9-to-5, you know, job, and you're okay for a while. But then eventually at some point, there's just this nagging, gnawing at your bone. It's like a dog just latched onto your arm and you just can't shake him off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just
mm-hmm.
there. And then eventually, once you get him off, because you start doing the work you're doing, is the learning part and kind of bringing it all together, you know? Okay, what am I supposed to do? And I think a lot of people find themselves in that category, you know, especially people I've been running into lately, that they're trying to find their spirituality, you know, through other people, through events, and through, you know, situations, and trying to understand. I think for many of us, we get called to this space, but we don't know exactly where to go and where to move. So I think I would like to talk a little bit about maybe where we could find these ways to connect with people. How do you know if you're connecting with the right people? And how do you know if this calling is the right calling or not calling? So,
yeah, I mean, it's on your first point, that's interesting, because You know, I never went to college either. I am, while I am overly patient in some areas, I am underly patient in other areas. So, yeah, some assembly required on the patient sometimes. So whereas I am, like, very patient with other people and stuff for the most point, I have very little patience for, like, what do I want to call it? It's great. Anybody who went to college or went for additional schooling, that's great. Kudos to you that you had the discipline stuff to go through and follow through on that stuff. I don't, being a Pisces, how I find something and then I immerse myself with it. All the jobs that I've had really have just been when I get passionate or something, I want to do it. And I don't want to. I guess in that area, I don't have the patience to say, "Oh, I'm going to go to school for 4 years and learn how to do it." I become that. I metamorphosize with that. So all the things that I've done and all my jobs have really been like weird stuff. And like nobody ever knows what the heck I do really in any area, because I live in that weird world between, you know.
Well, you and your friends at Langley.
Yes, me and my friends at Langley. Hi, guys. We'll get you those coffee mugs out shortly. So yeah, I just kind of, I live in that area between, you know, I can maybe kind of see the beaten path in the distance, but mm-hmm. I kind of excel in those areas and fields that nobody else knows or understands. Or I mean, even in the mainstream world, I mean, I did export, you know, international shipping, which... Mm-hmm. Most people run screaming from, but I just kind of, you know, I just kind of gravitated towards that and was good at it and, you know, doing customs documents and things like that. And then the astrology and the sports statistics and all the other, you know, weird little jobs I've, you know, that I do that have kind of merged into this weird version that is me. I just kind of immerse myself and just become one with whatever it is that I'm interested in, and that's how, and I work or perhaps weasel my way into to jobs or apprenticeships or things to where I can do that thing. Right. I can only now am I seeing in my life where all these seemingly random and different things are all coming together to kind of form my reality, whereas most of the time now I get to do things that I am interested in, at least for now. But that's another part of that too, like you're talking about how do you know who you fit in with and what, and metaphysically or spiritually who you gravitate to. You know, a lot of that is about, a lot of these lessons we're learning is to trust our intuition, mm-hmm. and to listen to our inner thoughts and our, you know, everything is a reflection of what's going on within us. You know, everybody out there is a reflection of what's going on the inside of us. Mm-hmm. So I think really it just comes down to listening to, you know, your intuition and what your gut instinct tells you about people, even if you don't really have a lot of evidence mm-hmm. for one thing or another. I mean, just kind of pick out things, people, places that we gravitate towards.
I mean, there was a time, I think, maybe there is still a time, but maybe I just don't see it anymore, where, you know, people who I would run into who had more education than maybe myself kind of put you in a different category, in a different place. And, you know, I didn't like to be looked down in that capacity either, because, you know, I have my knowledge that I've learned, too. So there's different schools, you know, schools of hard knocks, schools, mm-hmm. street smarts, there's schools, book smarts. You know, book smarts. You can teach yourself. You know, Abraham Lincoln, you know, he taught himself, took the bar and whatever, and he, you know, he graduated, became a lawyer. He was self-taught. So it's not really, it's more, like you said, determination and discipline. And discipline's huge, you know. That was a big part for me, the discipline part was, because sitting there for 3-4 hours, you know, and everybody's calling you, hey, you want to go dancing? You want to go clubbing? You know, so there's a part of me going, yeah, I want to go dancing, you know. So, it's discipline. For me, it was mostly discipline. And then I would look around, and I would see my teachers, and they were just all, you know, very unhappy, broke, and they were teaching me things about life and economics. I'm going, oh, wow. You know, you start to question them, you know. But then I grow up, and then I see a lot of my friends who have master's degrees and have PhDs, and they don't have jobs, dude. I mean, they're like, they can't even find a job because they're so overqualified for even middle management, you know. They don't qualify for those jobs. So when is too much, and when is too little, you know. I mean, I know we need people to drive pizza delivery cars and stock shelves at this grocery store. But I think everything has purpose. Everything has value. And that's the thing. We should honor it that way, is, you know, to understand that that person is where he is in his life. Maybe he's happy as can be, you know. He doesn't have to have a bachelor's degree to be happy. Mm-hmm. You know, a bachelor's degree doesn't make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's not, you shouldn't, that's why you don't go, I don't think you should go to school to, you know, to get a bachelor's degree and be happy. Most of us go to school to for higher education so we can get a higher, better paying job. And then you run into these people that can't get jobs. You know, and then you have other people who get minimal jobs. I have a friend who has a master, he can't get a job as a store clerk because he's overqualified for the position. That's what he told me. So, is it true? I don't know. I have to take
his word. I've heard similar stories from other people.
So, you know, that's kind of where I think it is. And so I also mentioned, you know, so how do you know when you're starting to become... Last night on our show, we had Don Lee, your buddy Don Lee, and he was on the show, and he was talking, very knowledgeable, very, very good topics he talked about. And he's talking about the now factor, you know, between now, no negative, no positive, the now, where you're at in the moment. I would call that the moment, you know, appreciating where you are and where you're going. So I also mentioned in our topic that, you know, where can people find these places to go? Because a lot of time we tell people, yeah, you have to grow up, you have to ascend, you have to become to the light. Well, a lot of people don't know when they're there. You know, a lot of people are like, well, what's that mean? You know, we throw out a lot of stuff sometimes, us holistic practitioners, us preachers, ministers, counselors. We throw out a lot of things out there. Oh, yeah, just do this, you know, change your life. But then a lot of people go, well, I don't know how to change my life. I don't know what to do. I don't know what the next step is. I want to change, but I don't know what that looks like because I've never had it before. And so that's one thing that I run into. Even people who, I mean, have their own practices that I work with, you know, they still want to change. So you're always evolving. So where do you move forward? And I think that's a good topic to segue into because it's important to, you know, lead people to the right direction once they start to see things differently and they're starting to experience things. A good place you can go is a show like this. You know, you can go up to meetup.com, you know, and you can find a whole slew of things. You can call around to holistic metaphysical stores and just... The thing is to discover and to go out there and check out as much as you can. Gather all the information you can because it's all different. Everybody presents it differently. Everybody, you know, shares a different point of view and a thought. Your classes, for example, that's a great opportunity. If you want to learn about astrology, then you go to one of your classes and then you see if you resonate with Mark. You know, you go to one of what I'm doing and you see if it resonates. It all has to be resonance. You just don't want to stick in one place. That's why I like people to jump a little bit and taste the waters a little bit. You know, it's like eating fudge all the time, you know?
Right.
You know? Right. You know, it's good, but man, after a while, you just don't want fudge.
Got to rotate your ice cream flavors.
That's right. Any ideas on your part?
Yeah. Actually, there are lots of great metaphysical meetups in Central Ohio. Some of them are free. Some of them have a small fee attached to them. You can get, you know, readings and spirit guide messages and, you know, astrology lessons and everything. And, because you know, I'm almost unfairly lucky. And I have superb people around me in every area, in every field that I work in or dabble in. I've just been really blessed to have just really awesome, supportive people around me. So, I mean, I know I've had a lot of different people come to my astrology meetups over the years, and it's like, if nothing else, even if they didn't, weren't able to follow me or didn't jive too much with, I would say to a one, they've all met really awesome people. And I have met a lot of awesome people by going to other people's meetups and, you know, and through you. And there's just a really awesome network in Central Ohio that you can tap into. lots of great shops. And we're, you know, we're really lucky. I mean, we may not always get the speaking spot at an expo that we want, or the booth, or the or whatever, or everything may not flow perfectly. But I mean, we're in a city that has a lot of New Age expos,
mm-hmm.
and we're close to, you know, other cities that have a lot too. And so we've, and you know, I lose track of this sometimes, but I've got Facebook fans, you know, all over the world, and it's like, you know, a lot of them are in little towns and places where if they want to go to get an astrology reading, or if they want to go to an expo and check out different people, they may have to drive 2, 3, 4 hours. So we're really lucky. We have a great network here, and there's lots of really good people in this community, in this metaphysical community here. And there's always events happening. I mean, if I'm ever bored and want to get out of the house, there's always events happening.
Oh, always, yeah.
And always, you know, people ready to share their gifts and stuff. So it's we're really blessed to be located where we are. With some, you know, we're close to the Serpent Mounds. Mm-hmm. We're close to,
yeah, you can try all kinds
cave.
Of stuff. Yeah,
there
yeah.
is so much cool stuff to do around here, and so mm-hmm. many cool people to network with.
Absolutely.
And to communicate. I forget what your original question was. I started that.
Well, it's about, you know. Excuse me, I didn't mean to cough on the mic there, but that's funny. We were talking about how when you come out, when you start to discover that you know, this is the path you want to walk.
Right.
It's like looking for a church, you know.
Right.
And then people say, you know, find the church that resonates with you. You got to go to a couple churches, or
right.
maybe a thousand of them, you know, hundreds of them, before you find the one that resonates. Well, the metaphysical community is the same way. There are different people who send the message out, and some people don't hear it, but another group of people hear it. So you have to be able to discern, you know. Discern and listen to what, you know, what's coming out of someone's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people will take what they say for their word. You know, that, well, this guy must know what he's doing because he's talking about it. And I'm not putting anybody down or trying to say that they do that. They don't give misinformation. But, you know, we have to be prepared to hear what we need to hear and make sure that's the right thing we're listening to. Is it all divine? No, because, you know, there's a lot of things that people have to get toned and hone in is their intuition. You know, what's an intuition? You know, for a lot of people, they don't understand what intuition is. They don't, you know, when you tell them, just use your intuition. And some
right.
people go on, scratching their head going, huh? You know, what is that? What's my intuition, you know? And so, you know, that's important. When you say intuition, most people are just going like this. But, you know, that's all they hear. They hear the Lollipop Guild in their head, you know.
Right.
They're thinking about Disney World, or they're thinking about, okay, intuition. Intuition, the difference between intuition in a hunch, per se, or this different. Intuition, you can actually feel it through your body.
Yes.
You can feel it through your hair stands up.
Yes.
It's in your heart. You can feel it in your throat, you know. A hunch is something when, you know, you're just kind of like, well, maybe they know what they're talking, you know. You're not sure. You have some self-doubt or whatever. But with your intuition, it gets sparked up. And there's something very magical, something very shiny about that. You know, we call ourselves the shiny people sometimes
right.
on the show. But, you know, there's something that just clicks, that you know that you know that you know. And then you also, that intuition also works in the way when you know that this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, or she doesn't know what she's talking about, or maybe they just don't know how to send the message to you. So that's what I'm finding, that sometimes you have to align yourself with people who, and find the people who you, like you said, you have great friends and things that you work with, and that's super important to you. And I think people should do that too. Find and align themselves with people. I'm not saying become a guru or follow them in that aspect. No. Hang out with them. Learn from them. It's like if you want to be a millionaire, well, you don't go hang out with the guy who makes $20,000 a year. You
right.
go to the places where people are making it happen.
Right.
Even if you're not making it happen, you go to their seminars, you go to their classes, you plug in.
Yeah.
You plug in. You read their books. You listen to their tapes, you know. You know, if you want to learn how to be a grocery clerk, then you just go to the grocery store and get a job, you know. You'll learn. You know, it's the same in the metaphysical.
And that's exactly, I mean, that's exactly how I've done things. I mean, I started just using the sports statistics thing, because that's a great thing. I went out for the high school basketball team
mm-hmm.
my senior year in high school. I didn't make it. And disappointed at the time, then they needed a person to do statistics for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up keeping the stats for the basketball team my senior year. And so it just so happens that there was a new coach that year. The last coach had retired. In fact, at that time, he may have been the all-time winningest coach in Ohio high school basketball history.
Oh, wow.
So he went to working as a broadcaster on games that were on local TV and radio, and they needed a stat person. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, hey, we got a good one at my school. And so I stepped into that. So, you know, that's 1985. That's spring of 1985. And so I've been working on, you know, broadcasted sporting events for 30 years now.
Nice.
And so I just, well, it was a disappointment at first. Oh, I didn't make the basketball team.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I've had a career that's, you know, a side job for 30 years, you know, seasonal, but still there's, you know, two sports seasons during the year. Mm-hmm. I get a little additional income and I get to do research and, you know, work on sporting events and stuff, which I love. So, you know, it is, you just kind of, and that's just kind of how I work. Even if I wouldn't have called that intuition, I just intuitively gravitate towards the right people and the right situations where I can go and do the things that I like to do.
Yeah.
And expand my extremely weird knowledge base.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I tried it for my high school team, basketball team, too. And I didn't make it, but they wanted me to be a team manager. Mm-hmm. I said, the hell with that. I'm going to be a team manager. I became a mascot.
Oh, really? Yeah. Awesome. Hey, very similar path for both of us.
I was the breakdancing eagle, man, at Bishop Waters in high school.
We'll have to sit down and compare our life timelines one time.
Yeah.
The more we talk about stuff, we find that's how we both kind of got out of our jobs at the same time. Mm-hmm. And that's very interesting that
here.
30 years ago,
yeah,
we both went out for the basketball team and didn't make it and ended up, I mean, you're kind of a mascot now.
Yeah, I guess I am.
You're the Magic Panda.
Yes, I am.
You're the dancing Magic Panda. And just in 1985, you were the dancing eagle.
Yeah, that's right. I was the dancing eagle.
For Watterson.
Yeah, there you go. That's true. Good point. I never thought about that.
Okay. Oh, here. Let's do this. Let's go a little. This is.
All right. Let's go to a break real quick. Okay. So you guys, hang on, because we're gonna go real deep here with Mark. And a precursor to Mark the Rabbit Hole.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Welcome back to Lunchtime Wisdom Cafe with Mark and Iggy. We are live here in Columbus, Ohio, broadcasting in an unknown disclosed location in the universe, as we like
the
to
CIA
say.
Knows where we are.
Yes,
so.
Langley, yes. Hello, brothers and sisters.
Hello.
Out there.
Welcome. How's it going in Virginia today?
Anyhow, excuse me, I thought I'd clear my throat by the second half of the show. Well, we were talking about our similarities.
Yeah. So let's.
I'm better looking though, but
of course, and you have more hair.
Yeah, you're taller though. You got that.
Back to our topic on intuition and just kind of intuitively gravitating towards people and things and places. Let's just kind of look at a little bit of animal symbolism You know, how some things that may, you know, seem silly and not important, but if you guys out there have a totem animal or a spirit guide or something, maybe just kind of take a look at this. You were the mask. Okay, so both of us went out for the high school basketball team our senior year in high school, and we are like...
I graduated in 86. Mm-hmm.
You graduated in...
86.
86?
Mm-hmm. You graduated in 85, right?
I graduated in 85.
Yeah, I was held back in 7th grade.
Oh, okay. Because there's just roughly three months difference between us,
mm-hmm.
age-wise. So I don't even know all the pieces, parts for you, but just off the top of my head, you went to Watterson. Watterson is the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
You were the mascot for the Watterson Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just look to the left of me now, and I see a giant painting of a condor eagle.
Yeah.
So 30 years later, that eagle mascot,
mm-hmm.
that eagle totem is still right with you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're
even.
Right.
And so, two, you have, I believe, three planets and Scorpio in your chart. I believe most birds are ruled by Gemini, but some of the bigger birds, the carnivores or whatnot, would be more Scorpio ruled, or at least co-ruled. And you have, I think, three planets in Scorpio in your chart. I went to Whitehall Yearling High School. Whitehall is the Rams. Also, since I've been 7 years old, my favorite NFL team has been the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I have Saturn and Aries, and Saturn is structures. It's kind of how you structure your reality. So I've had this Ram symbolism with me. So not only do I have Saturn and Aries, I was in the Chinese zodiac. I was born in the year of the goat or ram. So the ram is my Chinese zodiac. So I've had this running ram symbolism, you know, in my life too. And so, you know, we both, you know, missed making the high school basketball team our senior years in high school, but these kind of, you know, it was like kind of lucky for both of us.
Yeah.
Because I'd imagine that kind of opened some doors for you. I don't imagine you're ever really an introvert, but I could see that was kind of your first, I mean, even now, you put videos up all the time of you in animal outfits dancing and stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. I never thought
so
about
you that. See that?
Yeah.
So you see how those kind of those themes
Mark's
can kind of...
He's calling me out on the radio. Yeah, I know.
So it's just kind of weird, though, all these like seemingly unconnected and I don't believe in randomness, but
mm-hmm.
I don't believe in coincidence either, but you know, just some of these weird threads that run through our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you stop back and look at them, and it's like, man, these same animals are always with us. These same totems. We're still attracted to, you know, these same energies that keep.
Yeah, and I can't really say that back then I was anywhere close to where I'm at now. You know, I was thinking about who's going on a date with next.
Oh, right, right,
yeah,
right.
Where
right.
I'm going to be on Friday night, you know?
Right. Oh, it's the same here. I mean, I was not spiritual. I mean, I knew I was different, and I knew things were not as I was being told back then. But, I mean, it was going to be... It was another 10 years after that until I started to, you know, just show, you know, any signs, really, of kind of waking up or understanding what the heck was going on out there.
I brought
there.
My Latino fair to Bishop Watterson High School, breakdancing, and other guys, and all the other minorities started. We all started breakdancing. Next thing I know, we were in the talent show breakdancing.
And now you're a dancing panda.
Yeah, I'm a dancing panda, scooting around. Don't get me on the ground, man, because I might break something.
Right.
No, I was at the drum circle, 2 weeks ago, in Chillicothe. I tried to do a flip, and I hit this little buckle that's on the ground, landed on my back, bang! And I just played it off like I was part of the show. It was the funniest thing. You had to be there. Oh, my God.
Exclamation point.
It was like, wow, that was awesome. And I'm like, yeah, it was awesome. Hurt.
Okay, so when did you get married? What year did you get married?
I got married in 1989, September 12th. So of Toronto, 1989.
Okay.
What were you doing then?
I would say I had the... God knows. Scientists are still studying that. I'd say I had my first, like, real love of my life in 91.
Mm-hmm.
89, I don't... We're foggy.
Yeah, it was a crazy time for me.
Well, you know, too, we just noticed yesterday that one of your son's birthday was yesterday, and my
mom's birthday
was yesterday.
Isn't that funny?
So I wonder how many of these weird little synchronicities we
had. Yeah. I found that pretty interesting, too, when you brought that up.
And
I didn't even think about it. Like, you told me, you go, oh, yeah, my mom's birthday's on Monday. I was like, oh, okay. Because I asked you to come to watch the game with me.
Yeah.
And then I go, wait a minute, my son's birthday is on Monday, too.
What's Markel's birthday?
She is October 12th.
Okay. So her...
September 28th is GV.
Okay. So my my current girlfriend's birthday is just a couple days off from Markel's.
So they're Libras.
Yeah.
They're dangerous.
Yep. But you know what? Damn it, they keep us in line.
Yeah.
And they... And you know what? I noticed they both of them fix our stuff for us. I know you said Markella had to, when we were trying to get the picture for the banner for that Gift of Light Expo.
Yeah.
She had to pretty up the picture because we couldn't get a banner made. Cause,
she took the picture over.
Right.
With her kid camera.
Right,
yeah,
right.
She did it.
And on the same thing.
And then she edited it.
Mm-hmm.
And then your girlfriend edited something for us.
Right. She fixed my website and our flyers. Yeah. She did our flyers for us.
And
pretty
I'm
much.
Sitting there at the computer going, how do I do this? How
right.
Do I do
right.
It? Markel, hear me. She's like, what's the matter, Dad? Get over. Let me show you how this is done. What do you want it to say? I want it to say this. Okay. Okay. How does that look good?
Exactly.
I'm like, yeah, it looks great. How'd you do that?
That's exactly the process I went through.
I'm usually pretty good at this stuff, but... You know, they're in tune. You know, they're in tune.
Right,
differently.
Right.
You know, she's the one that's more like me, my daughter. My boys are more like their mom.
Mm.
You know, so it's like, they, you know, nothing ever gets done with that. I got to call my daughter. Markel, we need something done.
Right.
She's like, scoot over, boys.
Right.
Daddy's daughter's here. No,
she's
great.
She's
a pistol, man. She's you don't mess with her.
She's a lot of fun. She helps us out in a lot of our events.
Mm-hmm. She's really plugged in.
Yeah.
She's the one that smacks it in my face too. She goes, "Come on, Dad. We're just mirrors for one another." She'll
right.
say stuff like that.
Right.
And I'll be like, "Thanks, Marco. I really need to hear that." But you know that then those are the moments when you go, "Wow, my kids were listening." You know, my kids are.
Mm-hmm.
They do pay
mm-hmm.
attention. You know, they do get it. So that's pretty cool. So don't think that your little ones don't pay attention, don't listen. They are. So those of you with little ones and or grandkids, they watching everything.
Mm-hmm. And it's always the stuff that you really don't want them to see that they pick up the most.
And they always find the things you don't want them to find.
Yeah.
So make sure you erase all those videos. No,
this is true. This is true.
The people in the chat room are chatting away. We appreciate you guys being here with us. The call line is open, so if you want to make a call and share with us your thoughts on the metaphysical aspects of how you can move through the metaphysical world into the new, you know, this new now moment, this where we're at, the call number is 646-595-3440. We welcome you to share your thoughts with us.
Back to like the meetup groups, you know, one of the things, even though I teach classes and help people with all kinds of stuff, but, you know, I'm always learning. I may appear that I'm elsewhere or not paying attention, but I'm always paying attention and picking. I've learned a lot of things from people who have no idea that I've learned anything from them. And I probably need to point that out once in a while I do remember to point that out, and they're like, oh, wow. That's cool. I didn't know I was teaching you. And I am. You know, we know little. I mean, we're always learning things. And I'm always learning from people around me. And, you know, just from going to some of these different meetup groups, I think I've improved my blogs.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've improved my classes. I've improved the way I, like, channel or spread information and stuff. Because sometimes I go, you know, I've gone to a couple, I had some friends invite me to some meetup groups in the last year, and you know, the message was good by the speaker, and but, you know, sometimes it wasn't the message that I needed to hear. It was their delivery,
yeah,
and how they, like, let things flow better,
mm-hmm,
than I, you know, than I do. And so there's all kinds of, and then that, you know, another thing I have a lot from the different meetup people I hang out with is, it's really interesting, because it, I know this is maybe my biggest struggle now, and I think you're at least in a, if you're not in the same boat, you're in a boat that's, I can, yeah, see from there. You're in the same armada.
There you are.
But it's kind of very fascinating to see how people merge the metaphysical, spiritual, 4D, 5D sides of them, you know, mm-hmm, the universal them, with the 3D, you know, how do you pay your bills and take care of your household stuff. And so I kind of pay a lot of attention as to how people merge their 3D and their 4D realities, because,
mm-hmm,
that's a tricky one to get a hold of. You know, most of us are stuck in the 3D reality for at least the first part of our lives. Mm-hmm. Then we find the spiritual side, and that, you know, there's more out here than what's directly in front of me.
Well, we kind
of
go,
and
like
then
this,
finding the merge, yeah, right? And then sometimes we get too far to that spiritual, mm-hmm, side, and it's like, oh, all my 3D stuff's falling apart. Yes, somebody knocked over.
I will not pay my house bill today.
Right, somebody knocked over my Legos, and so it's, oh, here's a really horrible analogy. You know, I love those. So yeah, so then it's like, you need someone to help you keep your 3D Legos together. Well, you know,
mm-hmm,
where you can mix the spiritual stuff in and keep your 3D reality going while not neglecting your spiritual side. And so I learned a lot from people on just seeing how they maneuver those waters and keep that balance going. To,
yeah, and you know what? Ask questions, man. I think that's a big, big thing. So many of us just assume things and just take things for what they are. Ask questions. If you don't understand something about something,
mm-hmm,
it took me a while to figure out what a node was,
mm-hmm,
until I asked you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but, you know, there's so many things in the work I do that people don't understand what I'm doing, but I can see it in their face. They're just going, they're just shaking their head like this. Uh-huh. It's like, do you understand what we're talking about? And then you call on them or ask them a question, and then they'll come after, you know. It's not that they don't understand. It's just we've been conditioned sometimes just to go along with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that 3D mentality, you know, like you're talking about.
Right.
You know, we're in this world. And
robot.
We don't want anybody to see us, but yet they see us. You know?
Right.
If you weren't there.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But then when you get into the love and the light and the spiritual side, the sparkly world, like we call it, you know, it has its laws too. It has its systems, and it has its things that it has, kind of like the 3D world has, but it's a much different way of,
mm-hmm,
expression. The expression factor is huge in the, having a spirituality side and being in that 4D world, and how you can see the world differently, in the potential and the hope that is there that you don't see in the 3D world, because the 3D world is so compartmentalized, you know, a,
mm-hmm,
little bit, and everything,
yes,
you do is just has to be in a structure. The spiritual world doesn't have that, you know, and you can see trees. You go to 3D world and tell them you're talking to them, they're going to say, well, you know, hey, come over here real quick.
Right.
Let me put you in the van real quick, you know, and put on this coat for a second.
Right.
You know? But in the metaphysical world, in the spiritual world, you know, in the holistic world, you know, we talk to animals. We embrace angels. We embrace the things that, you know, that was told to us in story time as kids, you know. Once upon a time, there was a little princess, and she got casted out to the woods, and she found 7 dwarves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we see those things. We're able to see those things now. You know, you go back to innocence a little bit when you step into that 4D world, you know, because it's a safe place too. But you're right. You can't be in there forever either. You have to be able to know how to dance. It's a spiritual dance.
Right.
Because we have to live here in 3D, too, because that's the way we've set it up for the moment.
Right, right. And we chose to come back here in the physical reality to learn, you know, certain things. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
We still have, you know, 3D lessons to learn or 3D things that can help us figure out things on the spiritual level.
And there are things here that, you know, my body has to be in tune with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me personally, there's just some things in the 3D world that I have to be able to move through to in order to function in it. You know, because if I was a 4D or 5D person in the 3D world, I would look very out of place. I have to know how to camouflage, too.
Wow. Okay.
It's really weird. You ever see those people? You know what I'm talking about, when you see someone who's come from the 4 to the 5 into the 3. The 3 usually can't see them, so they label them. They put labels on them. Oh, that guy's weird, or that guy is, you know, something's wrong with that guy, you know, or something's wrong with that girl. So that's why the 3D has a very hard time seeing the 4 or 5, because we're so stuck in here. Bills,
mm-hmm.
grocery stores,
mm-hmm.
governments, you know,
mm-hmm.
all the things. And so when they see all this and they don't recognize it, because it does come in, it all merges together.
Right. And sometimes when you first really step out of that 3D, the moment you start seeing outside the box and stuff, then sometimes it gets hard to get back in there. Like, okay, how do I...
Oh, you can't go back the same.
Right, but you still have to pay your bills and buy
yeah.
groceries and feed yourself. And
yeah. Well, that's the thing. Once you're in the 4 to 5 and you go into 3,
mm-hmm.
it's like, well, I don't want to be here. I know for me it's like...
Yes.
And I know that I have to pay bills. I know that I have to play the game in there.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But it's tough, man. Sometimes you're like, but we can go live in the woods. And
we can be one with nature. Okay, so I'm... this is going to seem unrelated, but this all of what we were just talking about, I've got a DVD set I'd purchased a few years back. It was a Steven Spielberg made-for-TV series. It was called Taken.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It had Dakota Fanning and Matt Frewer, better known as Max Headroom.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some other people like that in it. It's a really good series, and a couple weeks ago I dug it out and it's really not that long. It's, you know, it was like 6 or 7 episodes or something. But it's really good, and I'm just like, stuff just kept popping up. I was like, I need to rewatch that. And so just the 2-second plot line is, it's a genealogy of this family who... The grandfather was an alien from the Roswell ship, and then he bred with a human, and then so the members of his family and then some other people, they, you know, various groups were repeatedly abducted or taken,
mm-hmm.
you know, back, you know, over, and it kind of goes through the history of, then there's some other people tied in that work for the government that are part of the, you know, secret UFO investigation program. So really well done series, really great.
I'm gonna check that series out again.
But I watched the last, you know, the last part of the last episode yesterday. I'd watched it all the way through a few years ago when I got this. But it's really good. But it ends up with, there's a little girl who's played by Dakota Fanning who does a lot of the narration throughout the series. And she's a hybrid. She's a hybrid of human and extraterrestrial. And she's just a really great analogy. Maybe this is why I felt I kept popping into my head I needed to rewatch this. But she's extraterrestrial, but she's down in the 3D version.
Mm-hmm.
And she can use her powers, but it kind of drains her.
Okay.
So she's she was wanting to be a little girl for a while, and she's wanting to kind of live out that part of her life, but
mm-hmm.
she has, it's a lot of hatred and violence and stuff for people wanting, you know, from the government wanting to capture her and do tests on her and this kind of stuff. But it was it was funny, one of the main messages, like in the last episode, you know, they came as, you know, why are the aliens here and why did they have this hybrid little girl they created and everything? And it was like they'd gotten, the aliens had gotten so advanced technology wise. They used to have emotions and, you know, do the 3D reality mm-hmm. and, you know, have thought doing stuff, but they so evolved and got so far into, you know, their technology and wisdom and higher learning and stuff that they had forgotten about, you know, love and the emotional things and that side of them, the intuitive side. And so they had this hybrid, this girl, who they created her to kind of have her teach them about the missing parts of themselves.
Okay.
And to get back in touch with the, and I think that really fits well with, like, yeah, with that talking about the 3D versus yes. 4D, 5D, where we mm-hmm. have to keep access to that, the 3D part of ourselves, so that we can function, so we can kind of keep those two selves so that they're communicating, you know, our 3D side and our spiritual side, so that they're communicating with each other, so we don't want to totally lose access to either one, because they both have their time and place
sure.
where they need to be. So I guess that's why I felt I needed to dig that back out and watch it.
Yeah, that's really good. There's a movie like that where the aliens just, I saw years ago, similar plot. They became grays because they just totally lost sight of who they were.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of interesting. Let's see what our callers have something to okay. share with us. So. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Iggy?
Hey, pretty good. What's going on?
Oh, well, out here in Little Egypt, everything is just sort of moving along down the river.
Good, good. Well, yeah, literally, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're waiting for some heavy weather, but that's normal this time of year. But the big question I think you've touched on today is, what do you think are the missing portions of yourself? It seems that we all, from time to time, think that there's a portion of ourself that either is missing or that doesn't come through in this three-dimensional level.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that that doesn't come through?
This is Brian Wilkes. He's author and writer, so I'll let him talk about his books here, too. He talks a little bit about things.
Oh, no, we can do a separate show on that sometime. I didn't call in to do a commercial.
Well, I was going to give you a plug either way.
Okay.
Well, take us there, Brian, and explain on your take on that, your version of that. How you see that?
Well, the reason I have been interested in this from quite a number of angles, because I knew people who were part of a government project back in the 80s that they were effectively tracking down a lot of this phenomenon in people, of people who feel that they're in contact with other civilizations, and tracking it down and trying to establish, is this real, is this imaginary, and if it's real, do we make contact indirectly, do we make contact physically? And if you remember the TV show Smallville,
oh yeah, yeah,
the character that was played by Christopher Reeve was based on one of those researchers, and
okay.
in fact was named after him, and a lot of these people have passed on, but quite a few haven't. So there's a lot of research that I've been either directly involved with or indirectly involved with over the decades, but there's just so much that goes on out of sight, out of the normal realm of consciousness
mm-hmm.
and daily activity, that it would just be astonishing to people if they knew about it.
You know, I was always curious why these things would, like, I mean, I know there's Freedom of Information Act, so there's different ways to disclose this information, but I was always curious why they just come out straight out and tell people, but it makes sense what you said. You know, some people just totally get freaked out and totally just like probably even debunk it, you know, to some degree.
Well,
right. Go ahead.
You know, why don't they just come out and dump everything, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because a lot of it has to do with what we're doing compared to what others are doing compared to, and by others I mean Russians, Chinese. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of this started as, this research started as competition between the different superpowers to see who could figure this factor out first and keep the others from using it against them. So there's a definite security element of it. So there really is an invocation of national security on some of it still. A lot of the people I know still aren't really free to talk about what they did.
Right.
Yeah, and I think on another level, it's they have to keep at least the governments around the world have to keep at least the illusion of control and structure and to kind of keep the herd in the box for the most part, so to speak. So I think admitting that there's something that they don't control or that they don't have access to keep track of could maybe show, you know, they have to present themselves as our masters.
Yes, and a lot of this came out of the post-World War II paranoia of who attacks us next. Where's the next Pearl Harbor going to be? Is it going to be from by sea? Is it going to be from space? Where's it going to be? And if you can just hear in the background, I was saying that we had weather coming in. It just came in. That was lightning. I don't know if that came over the phone or not. But there's a lot that's gone on, but this led to some fascinating areas of psychic research, which some of those labs just closed within the last few years. And, you know, they've just produced volumes and volumes of raw data that is still being sifted through, and people are trying to make sense out of it.
Yeah.
But I guess in the remaining few minutes, what is it that you feel that you're out of contact with in your lives?
Well, the thing that I'm out of contact with, and I would say, is just understanding that, you know, that I really don't know that I don't know anything, really. You know, it's kind of, it depends. It depends where I'm at, which given moment, what I'm out of. I can't say that I'm out of contact with anything at this time, but there are times where I do feel like I'm out of contact. You know, there's times where I'm too far one way or too far into the one way, you know, 3D or 4D. Because I do find myself, you know, concerned about things that I need to take care of in this place and this level. But then I'm over here and, you know, I find this refuge in this place. But then I find sometimes if I'm in here too long, then I tend to forget about the things over here.
Right.
So last night on our show, we talked about the ascensions of the Mayan peoples, you know, and different cultures that just vanished. You know, they just accepted, you know, and did or whatever, evolved. We stayed behind. And there was a big topic about that last night. We talked about that.
Did you say the Mayans?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like the cultures that, you know, the mystical cultures that just sort of disappeared, per se.
Oh,
you always hear people say that. There are ancestors, there are people who are, there are lineages of people who are still around. But, you know, there's also this spoken thing about, well, where did they go? What happened to them? Well, they just evolved along with everybody else, you know.
Right.
Some of them went to the 3D and some of them moved to the 4D. So, and that's just kind of how I think about things like that sometimes.
And some of them came up to North America where the drought wasn't as bad.
That's right.
And that's a lot of our culture and a lot of our tradition is the people who came up the Mississippi and up the Colorado.
That's correct.
Yeah, but this is something that just gets into me sometimes when people are looking for missing portions of themselves. This is a big portion of ceremony, of course, is we're looking for missing portions, pieces of ourselves that we may have leaked out of a gaping wound, physical or emotional. But the ceremonies take different forms. Some people use plant medicines that are known to have some psychological impact or psychotropic effect, and others use different physical practices and different mm-hmm. hardships, high temperatures, like in the Tsipi Lodge. And
that's correct.
There are other ways, and there are, for example, a lot of what we're doing, and a lot of what you'll find in the shirt material now, parallels a lot of the psychological research that was done by Milton Erickson back in the 60s. And there's just such a crossover now. I think what's happened is, and we're having enough people who have enough background in enough of these practices, including indigenous practices around the planet, that we're reaching a critical mass of people who can connect the dots in a different way.
And absolutely.
Understand these things differently. Wait a minute, that's like what I saw over here. And I never made that connection. So many of our traditional teaching stories have to do with you hear a story hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, and suddenly you just connect it and go, that's what that means. Now it makes sense. And somebody could have told you, given you that key, given you that answer on the first day of the story, but it wouldn't have meant as much to you, and you wouldn't have had your neural pathways quite as deeply engaged if you hadn't gone through that process. That's why people who are always looking for these shortcuts, these weekend seminar approaches, they do themselves great disservice.
Yeah, and you know, and that's one of those things that you're talking about. You know, there's some traditional things that are pounded into you over a course of time. You know, you don't know
mm-hmm.
why. But there's also things that have been lost that, you know, we don't share anymore because it's no longer, it's just been lost. It's irrelevant now. It's become hearsay. It's not in our context anymore. So
mm-hmm.
the people who it does pass down through the body, through some miasms, through the body, through the cells, they start to, that's what we're talking about in the beginning of the show, when you start to awaken a little bit, you start to hear these voices and these things, and you start to get these draws and these pulls to things that you don't understand.
Yeah.
And then how you can connect with other people who are very similar to you and your beliefs, you know, and that's kind of where the premise of the show was. So
mm-hmm.
I'm glad you called in and shared that, because that's super important.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I missed about the first 15 minutes of it.
No, but, I mean, you're right in alignment. See, that's what mm-hmm. I'm saying. It's a divine appointment. You know, you came exactly at the right time to share exactly what you needed to share with us, with everybody, a reminder. You know, the work that I do, you do, and Mark does is super important. You know, some of us we do it in a different way, and we share it in a different
mm-hmm.
way, but we connect with people in a certain way. And we're starting to connect to people, and people are connecting with us, and we're trying to make sure that they get the right information and understand that, you know, this is very sacred stuff that we do.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling in, my friend. Always enjoy. Got to get you back on the show here sometime.
All right. You take care.
All right,
okay.
Brian. See
Thanks,
you later,
Brian.
My friend.
Bye.
Bye.
I like what Brian had to share. That's super important.
Yeah, I mean, that was just, you know, exactly what we've been talking about all morning. This kind of these unknown synchronistic things working from you and your eagles and me and my rams
mm-hmm.
and then I dug out this old DVD series I had, and then he had a follow-up right. I didn't know why I dug that out and rewatched
yeah.
it. And it went right with a topic you had, and then Brian jumps in and has a complete follow-up to that.
Well, we talked about this before, Brian and I. You know, the Mayans never really disappeared. They just moved to another area. They migrated, you know, to another. There's still Mayans in Central America, so it's not like these people just disappeared. You know, they assimilated and history absorbed them in a different way, you know, and they had to adapt like everybody, you know, especially when the conquistadors came and different, you just adapt. You have to change. You have to move forward into that. So I like what he had to say, because ceremony is super important. You have ceremony. I have ceremony. We all do ceremony in our own, you know, our own way. And that's what keeps us going. That's what keeps the story going. That's what keeps the lineage going. Your stories of astrology will keep going as long as you keep sharing them, you know, because if you don't share them, somebody else is going to share them in the way that they know how and the way
right.
they know. But you share it in a unique way, you know, and every person you touch will share it in very similar fashion, but within their own context or in their own form.
Right. So, right.
So let's take this caller here and see where what they're thinking about. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi. Doing. My name's Alexander. How you doing today, man?
Doing pretty good. What's going on?
I'm like, for some strange reason, I'm on the book forward. I go forward. My past keeps roaming back to it. Not because I'm a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, I went through much hell in my life, and I was wondering, I don't know, man. I'm a past and present reading of my future.
Well, you know, a lot of people I've talked to lately, myself included, are having, you know, weird things or unsettled things from their past pop up right now. And I think some of the reason of that is sometimes we get so far removed from the initial trauma or initial event that happened that sometimes we have to kind of recreate those circumstances to get back in tune with what we were feeling or thinking at that time so that we can heal that wound or deal with it in a different way than we did originally the first time. Or perhaps, you know, see it in a new light and maybe have better or more information on how to heal some of these wounds we have.
Well, one of the things... lately, I've been in bed. I haven't wanted to do nothing all day. Just chill. Don't care about nothing, man.
And you know what? That's okay. That's where you need to be right now. You know what? There will be a point, there will be a time that eventually you're going to get tired of just laying in bed and being there because the world's going to move with or without you. Regardless of what you do, the world's going to move. The world's going to keep going. It's going to go on.
I already know that.
Yeah, because at some point you're going to have to say, hey, you know what? Either I'm going to be part of it or I'm just going to be an observer. So right now you're an observer of your own actions and the things you're doing. So, I mean, I really believe you need to be where you're at right now. So that's where you're at. You have to go through the little junk a little bit. And once you're ready to move from the junk and move into the whatever you need to move into, it'll make itself clear. Right now, we're all going through that. I've gone through that. I've been in the bed, laying there going, well, what the heck am I doing?
Right.
You know, so you're not alone. You're not alone on this path. So,
I have one more question. I know you have a lot of people. About my career. Where do you see me going with my career, man?
Well, once you get out of bed and you start moving forward, your career will start to evolve itself. You can't really have a career if you're laying in bed. I mean, I don't mean to be funny and joking around like that, but you got to have some kind of goals and some kind of direction where you want to move with things. Because if you don't, there's someone else is going to move them for you. And that's the worst part, when somebody else starts dictating your life and where you're going to move. So take control of what you want to do, because if you don't, someone else is going to dictate it for you. And you know what? Once someone else dictates your life, it just makes it a little bit harder. So I embrace you, and I ask you to, you know, do the best you can with the tools that you've learned along the way and go out and learn some new things. Mark, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of these energy drops and stuff too lately, where it's just like hard to move some days. And, you know, physically I'm equating these with when we have these solar flares and solar storms, we kind of get zapped. On the spiritual metaphysical level, I look at that as I'm supposed to slow down for a minute so that I am in the proper place at the proper time for something, or that I'm supposed to stop and re-examine or reevaluate something that I'm doing. So I kind of look at it as the universe is interfering a little bit to make sure I'm at the right place and time to hear a certain message, even though it may not come as fast as I would like it to.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, spirit calls us all. And if the thing is, are we ready to listen? Are we ready to take on? It's kind of like a parent, you know. They tell you things. They teach you things. But it doesn't mean you have to do it. At
right.
some point, when you become your own adult, there you have to find the moments of empowering yourself and creating this energy that, you know, to bring life back into your life. I mean, what kind of things did you do before? You need to find the things that, you know, moved you, the things that, you know, inspired you. A lot of us forget because the 3D world takes over. I mean, we're talking about 3D world again. It takes over. You know, there's bills. There's, you got to go shopping. You got to find friends. You know, you got to do this. You got to do that. You know, there's this list. We live in the list world.
Yeah.
And the list world says we have to be like this, but you don't have to be. That's why I encourage, you know, the caller says he needs to be in bed at the moment. He needs to sit there and reflect and meditate and see where he's at and what's best for him, not for Iggy or for Mark. What's best for our listener? What's going to be the best thing? Well, sometimes you have to sit in your silence. Sometimes you have to sit in your own and wallow in your own stew in order to figure out, you know what, how long do I want to be here?
That's part of the clearing out process,
yes.
Too, is sometimes sitting in the muck for a little bit.
Yes.
And saying, I don't need this, or I don't resonate with this anymore. Okay. And then as you get rid of that stuff, that allows new thoughts and ideas to come in.
And they will come. Sooner or later, they'll come. Because that's just the way the universe works. So let's take a little break, and we'll be right back, okay?
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. WithInsights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
We're dancing into your car, your living rooms, your bedrooms, your bathrooms, wherever you're there. Maybe the bathroom we might leave out. Well, we're back. We hope you're enjoying the show, and we hope you're having fun with us here. It is 111, so I don't know what that means. But I just thought it was cool to see 111 on my computer here.
Yeah, actually, there's in about 8 states, there's a restraining order against me from dancing in anyone's bedroom. So,
we have fun on these shows, as you can tell. We try to keep it to the minimum, but, you know, hey, you know, sometimes it's bad. Cut loose. So let's see. Any more callers on the note? In the chat room, there, everybody's busy talking, so that looks pretty good. We appreciate everybody there who's been tuning in. So anything you want to close with? Anything on your mind?
I just asked, you know, astrologically, tomorrow at 12:58 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the planet Jupiter will go direct. And so that should be a loosening up of energy, should be a good energy to move forward on things. It should begin an upturn financially for most people. When Jupiter's retrograde, the benefits of Jupiter are kind of restricted and inward focused. When Jupiter goes direct, it's in the sign of Leo at 13 degrees. And yeah, Leo people, get your stuff together, because starting in June, you have a party coming.
In June?
Yeah, starting in June, the Leo people have a party coming.
Oh, wow. That sounds like fun.
And it's going to go on for several months. So Leo people get, and we'll go into that on one of my Friday shows or one of these Tuesdays here, but Leo people from early June through a good bit of October, you guys are going to have it going on. So maybe you are getting your stuff in line, because it will be party time for you shortly.
I'm not a Leo, but I'll be in Peru in June.
The Leo energy goes good with Sagittarius. It's also one of the fire signs.
Fire. Can fire burn out fire?
It can. Okay, it can.
We don't want that.
We don't want that. Yeah, it's not the normal. It's not the normal way it plays out. But.
Mm-hmm. I guess Maisie's a Leo. She's pointing to herself in the chat room. Maisie's a Leo.
We've got our own line on this network.
Yeah, we do. Adriana has her own show. And, Spirit Talk Radio will be on Wednesday, because Thursday I haven't some appointments that are going to carry me into, but we'll still have the retro show on.
Okay.
So, but I want you to call in on that show because I want to talk about aliens on that show, if you can. Spirit
night?
Talk Radio. Yeah, it'll be tomorrow night since we don't have a show tomorrow lined up.
Okay.
So, the topic will be aliens. Are they among us, or are we among them?
I have a guest lined up for late June on my show who will be giving us some channeled messages from the Greys.
Okay.
He's one of the experts in the Central Ohio area.
So if you've been abducted or probed or whatever, or just met an alien, you know, let me know. Let us know. Adrian will be on there, and I think Mark possibly will be there if he's not busy.
Yeah, I'm not sure what my schedule is for tomorrow night, but if available, I will.
It'll be like 8, I think, at night. So, but yeah, I think we should cover that topic. And then another topic in the future will be time traveling. So that's one of my favorite topics is time traveling.
And we'll get to talk about your favorite thing, the nodes.
Enter the nodes. All right. So with that, I think we've talked as much as we can talk, unless you have something else you want to share.
I've made my points today, I think.
I think we've made our points pretty clear. I think the 3D versus 4D, 5 sounds like a video game. But yeah, have fun with the world. Go out there. Just make a difference in your life. By making a difference in your life, you make a difference in other people's lives. So encourage Ho'oponopono, love, peace, hope, all those good things that come with it. So with that, Mark and I will say goodbye, and we'll see you next week. And then we'll be on a special edition of Spontaneous Spirit Talk Radio tomorrow with Adriana, myself, and possibly Mark, talking about aliens, and then Throwback Thursday. And then on Friday, we have Mark, the Rabbit Hole, at 11 a.m.
with my guest, Belle Eve, who will be telling us about long-distance Reiki.
Cool. And then we finish up the week with Mud Toe at midnight. He's now on for 45 minutes versus 30 minutes, so we added an extra 15 minutes to his show. So he's getting there. He's getting closer. And he had a really good show last week, so if you guys want to tune into that show, it was really good. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you have any concerns or any comments that you want to share with us, you can send a message at withinsightsradio@gmail.com. I check that at least 6 months out of the year. No, I'm just joking. No, you know, we check it. So let us know. We changed the formats a little bit on these shows because we wanted to give you more what you wanted. And if there's some topics you want to cover, if you want to be a guest on our show, send Mark or myself, you know.
Yep.
And we'll be glad to put you on. And yep. There's somewhere on the network that will fit, you know, the topic that's available.
Right. Because we have several different shows. And, yeah, we're always looking for new guests, new topics. Mm-hmm. Not that I ever run out of ideas, but yeah. If there's anything you want to hear a show on, you know.
Spontaneous Spirit Talk has some guests coming up, you know, so they're going to be
awesome.
Sharing. So everything's taking on its own little life.
I've got some big guests lined up.
And I believe Adriana has a show at the end of the month. She'll be talking about spirit. And then Heidi House is going to have a show, I believe. On the 4th or whatever, one of those, we'll figure it out between now and then.
Yep.
But she's new to
Dawn's got another show coming up.
Dawn on the 1st. Yep. And then we do with Gary as well. On
Gary.
The Sunday. Yeah, we're just rolling right along.
It's upward and onward.
That's right. So we'll talk to you guys later. Have a great rest of the week. Enjoy your hump day tomorrow, and see you soon.
Ciao.